you skin a goat to barf?
No, I never did use that one. What was some of the other puke. Name?
Puke. Does puke sound?
Puke! That's what some of them say. I always thought that was just horrible, and I never did like to hear that. Wouldn't let my kids use it.
And somebody who did that must be sick where?
In the stomach.
And you said somebody had, let me slip my mind, somebody in your family had severe pain in the right side, but it was before they operated for it, right?
Appendectomy. Appendicitis.
Yeah. Well, did they operate for it?
No, his brother died of that eruption. No, it had it too. He had an awful scar. It ruptured, but they got it out before peritonitis set in.
Oh, they did operate for it.
They operated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't operate on Jim because the doctor didn't get here in time. They had to call the doctor out of Oxford. He didn't get there, and it ruptured, and peritonitis had set in, and he died. Mm-hmm. But Norwood got there in time for him to get his out, and he stayed in the hospital a long time. They had to get carry him to Memphis then. They operated in Memphis. Mm-hmm.
In talking about colds, you say he took cold, he caught cold, he catched cold, or what's?
Well, you use both. You'd say he took cold, if it's the weather. If you was around people with it, you say you caught the cold. Mm-hmm. And there's different types of cold.
Reason.
You're exposed to weather, cause exposed to cold, too much heat or something like that.
You got the castor oil when you fell off the horse because your mother was afraid you'd take cold, is that it?
That's right. And they believed in castor oil. And I'm going to tell you, I acted a fool and gave it to my children sometimes. And I put it in orange juice or lemon juice or something like that. But my oldest son would always manage to get it out before I knew it, but the other one could take it just right straight out of the bottle. Mm-hmm. But it leaves you constipated, and so castor oil is not good, and doctors do not use calomel anymore. Mm-hmm. The doctor used to be here that everybody he went to see, he gave them a dose of calomel. And calomel would salivate you quite often.
The words that you'd use in connection with a cold, if you had trouble in your throat or trouble in your chest, what would you say? He's very
hoarse.
And if he's bringing things up, he's what? Got a cold on his chest.
You'd have pneumonia quite often.
Mm-hmm. That would make you what?
That's in his lungs.
Yes, that would make a man do what?
He'd have high fever. My son had one of them had high fever.
Did you have any words for cough? Or just,
yes, he'd cough seriously.
Uh-huh.
He would have, I don't know exactly know what you want. He had high fever, fever 105, mm-hmm. But he had pneumonia. I gave it to him too.
Did
trying some remedy that I shouldn't when he was sick.
Did you ever give some tonic that people use still use for malaria? Did you ever give that?
What, quinine?
Did you ever give that for a cold?
Yes, but it doesn't do colds much good. But I have found out that quinine.